Stop manipulating me. Identifying narcissism, disarming a narcissist, and overcoming narcissistic abuse. Written by Lisa Howard. Narrated by Sherry Grenadier. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved. Introduction. The word narcissism comes from the Greek myth of Narcissus, which is a metaphor of self-absorption and the inability to love another person. Psychology Today defines narcissism as, quote, a personality disorder in which there is a long-term pattern of abnormal behavior characterized by exaggerated feelings of self-importance, an excessive need for admiration, and a lack of understanding of others' feelings, end quote. Below are some signs to look out for if you're trying to identify a narcissist. An exaggerated idea of their own importance. A feeling of entitlement that drives the need for constant admiration. The need to be treated as superior at all times. A hyper-focus on personal abilities and achievements. A chronic drive to pursue power and success. A belief that they are inherently better than everyone else. Taking control of every conversation. The expectation of special treatment when it isn't earned, deserved. Using others to get what they want, where they want to be. Unwilling to see the emotions or needs of anyone else. A feeling of envy for others. The belief everyone envies them. An arrogant or haughty personality, acting pretentious and boastful. A hyper-focus on acquiring only the best of anything they own. Does this sound familiar to you? Maybe it's a statement that you can personally relate to, or it reminds you of someone you know. Since it's estimated that 6% of the population suffers from this problem, it's likely that you do. Either way, this is the book for you. The following chapters will help you to understand the core of the problem, not just the symptoms of it. This knowledge of what causes someone to become narcissistic will help you to overcome it. You'll learn how to separate yourself from the problem and to become less susceptible to a narcissist's control. If this sounds like something you believe will help you, then please keep on listening for all the tips you'll need to start taking back some of the control in your life, leading to a much brighter future. The traits leading to a diagnosis include reacting to criticism with humiliation, anger, or shame, taking advantage of others to benefit yourself, for example, to reach your own goals, exaggerating one's own self-importance and talent, unrealistic fantasies of success, power, intelligence, beauty, or even romance. For a chart of narcissistic personality disorder statistics and video links on the psychology of narcissism, please refer to your audiobook companion PDF that is included for free with the purchase of this audiobook. All you need to know about narcissism. What is it? So, we explained that the clinical definition of narcissism in the introduction, along with some traits that you might find in someone who suffers from this personality disorder. But what does that really tell us? It lets us know that now someone has become selfish and self-important. But it doesn't give any clue as to how someone became that way. Quote, when I look at narcissism through the vulnerability lens, I see the shame-based fear of being ordinary. I see the fear of never feeling extraordinary enough to be noticed, to be lovable, to belong, or to cultivate a sense of purpose, end quote. Brené Brown, Ph.D., LMSW, a research professor at the University of Houston.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?